is episode 386 of the Anarchist News Podcast, a digest and/or conversations on anarchist activity, ideas, and comments from the previous week on anarchistnews.org. This is for the week of October 12th through October 18th, 2024. What's new this week? Spain, 13th Agro Crust Festival, May 9th through 11th, 2025, from Informativo Anarquista. Cranky call for participation for an anti-SIB event in Catalonia. Quote, the Agro Crust is a meeting for total anarchic liberation with diverse expressions such as workshops, talks, exhibitions, debates, concerts, performances, theater, etc. Everything depends on our imagination and initiative to prepare and confirm activities for these 3 days and nights. Unquote. Okay, that part doesn't sound so cranky, more a bit hyperbolic, but just saying.
Book review, Fighting to be Free, from Fifth Estate by Sunfrog, long time no hear. One-time Fifth Estate participant Sunfrog reviews a 5-year-old novel by social anarchist Madeline Fitch. Quote, so often in mainstream media and social media, the culture wars get blasted in the most cartoonish of ways, but when culturally colorful and queer anarchists navigate small towns in Appalachia, these interactions are hardly reducible to slogans, denunciations, or memes. The myriad ways that Fitch forges these realities and surrealities are at times comic and chaotic, especially when we learn how the main characters negotiate conflict among themselves, even as they are each misfits and radicals compared to their larger social structures. Unquote. One must tend to be skeptical of anarchist fiction writers, as with any fiction that tends toward ideology, but comic and chaotic sounds fun. Side note, sort of on topic, Killjoy's most recent novel is better than previous ones. The Sapling Cage is quite readable, if you like fantasy coming-of-age stories.
Indonesia, fundraiser for Page Against the Machine from Crowdfunder. Best Pun of the Month Award winner for real. A fundraiser for Page Against the Machine, an anarchist project that is working on publishing 3 titles and aims to, quote, collaborate with local authors and publish a greater number of texts focusing on critical literature, social struggles, feminism, anarchism, and queer topics, unquote. Also to, quote, introduce different viewpoints that challenge the dominance of European and American narratives. Indonesian anarchism emerges from a context marked by post-colonial struggles, economic disparities, and indigenous practices. Understanding these differences highlights how anarchism adapts and evolves in diverse environments and reveals the distinct ways in which it addresses local issues, unquote. They show their planned budget and there is contact info.
Anarchists in the Labor Movement No. 4 from Black Rose Federation. A pro-workerist organization interviews workers who are usually members of the organization, or, when they're not, might as well be members, because no controversial topics or decisions or potential disagreements are coherently raised. I'm curious about what people who have more patience with groups like Black Rose get out of such conversations, other than increased ruts in their thinking.
Myanmar. Interview with Yahan from Food Not Bombs May Sot from Libcom. Quick thumbnails about life in Myanmar and in May Sot, which is the name for the area of the Thai-Myanmar border. Quote, after the 2021 coup, we organized among ourselves and participated along with the general strike against the military junta. We called our rally as anti-fascist rally. In February 27th, 2021, we were shot by the real bullets, so we decided not to continue our rallies. Just like others, our lives turned upside down after the coup. I went through a lot of hardships and risks I had to take to reach my sought. Unquote.
Minor conflict, major impact. From Kate Sharpley Library by Dreyfus. A personal recounting of the most radicalizing event in 80s UK. Only the first part is published here, but there's a link to the rest of the article as a PDF. My preference is for history in this form, personal accounts that are unavoidably subjective and specific. A type that Kate Sharpley Library is usually pretty good for.
Collaboration of pro-war anarchists with the far right from Libcom. This is a pretty deep dive into the right-wing connections of some of the supporters of the Ukrainian war, specifically some who call themselves anarchists, and are called anarchists by other anarchist groups. This piece also hypothesizes about what enables these so-called anarchists to make such anti-anarchist decisions. which it suggests is a combination of disregard for the means and chauvinism. For example, quote, the pro-war anarchist media blogger Yigal Levin, known for constantly lying and making up stories about his alleged combat experience in the Israeli army, while posing as a military expert, who, after the start of the war, actively promoted our trench anarchists. In addition, he also openly stated that, quote, Russophobia is a matter of hygiene and survival, openly justified Israeli war crimes in Gaza, and called Azerbaijan's violation of the ceasefire, the bombing of civilian areas in Karabakh, and the expulsion of 120,000 Karabakh Armenians an example of how conflicts can and should be brought to their logical conclusion. Unquote. Lots of footnotes throughout. Seems convincing to me, Wayne.
Athens, La Zone, a new libertarian space in Exarchia. From Freedom News UK by Patrick Schindler, originally in Le Monde Libertaire. After so many stories of the state's attacks on Exarchia, it's awesome to hear some good news. This article gives background on two named founders, and also the space itself. Question: is opening a new place of exchange in Exarchia, in the form of a cafe library, an act of resistance to gentrification for you? Answer: yes. But we would first like to point out that the Athenian anarchist movement is seriously lacking space. One could say that it is too cramped within the city walls. In addition, in recent years, we have witnessed a deprivation of spaces since the election of Mitsotakis and the strengthening of gentrification. Many squats have been evicted since 2018 through 2019, and quite a few activist groups are struggling to find new buildings and even rent premises with the skyrocketing prices of rent and electricity. From a more sociological perspective, the struggle and survival of squats in Athens necessarily raises the question of the multiplication of meeting spaces and conviviality, not only in Exarchia, but everywhere in the city, in order to effectively combat the spread of all-out commercialization, unquote. That was La Zone, a new space in Exarchia.
The Palestinian Revolution and the Rift in the International Movement, From and On, by Dimitris Tsatsivasiliadis. This was posted for a few non-obvious reasons. Tsatsivasiliadis' take here is not anarchist, as it explicitly supports Hamas, a pro-state and state-in-formation organization. But he is an anarchist prisoner, and to the extent that people are confronting these arguments in real life, it seemed worth it to know what's being said, and at least one known anarchist who is saying it. Here, Tsatsivasiliadis promotes a binary for-us-or-against-us perspective. There is some potentially interesting troubling of the definition of class, but inside a mess of simplistic, purist rhetoric, all the troubling really does is flatten some of the various differences between class and other kinds of oppression. Introduces the word koinonismos, defined as, quote, the internalization of the pervasive ideology of the regime by the social movement, unquote, a useful concept that is easily used by anyone against anyone else. I'm not operating from hidden subconscious motivations instilled in me by my cultural upbringing. You are.
50 years later, Ursula K. Le Guin's novel about utopian anarchists, From Scientific American, by Alan Schertstel. As Anand points out, this physicist's brief thoughts on the dispossessed do not demonstrate an accurate read of the book, and certainly not an anarchist one. It does involve what seems to be a personal relevance, as Alan focuses on the book's treatment of the ongoing conflict in Western science between application and theory, or theory and practicality. Reads like something from a scientist versus, say, an English lit major.
Preliminary hearing for the Sibylla operation, from Law Nemesi. Update on court details for this significant moment in Italian repression. Quote, several accused comrades, including Alfredo himself, asked to be allowed to make spontaneous statements, but were met with firm opposition by Chief Prosecutor Raffaele Cantone, who replaced the prosecutor in charge of the investigation, Manuela Comodi, after she ran into some legal troubles. All this in a paradoxical situation in which it was the prosecution that asked for a postponement without the official opening of the hearing, and therefore also without being able to make statements, unquote. Next court date is January 15th in Perugia.
Sabotage attack upon hunting towers. From Act for Freedom Now. Full title is Forest of Dean, UK, sabotage attack upon hunting towers in solidarity with anarchist comrade Toby Schoen and the Pine Martens. Quote, we made a choice to saw into two hunting towers, both in the Forest of Dean. This simple action was taken with the thoughts in our minds of Pine Martens in Germany and Switzerland, who chew into brake cables whilst keeping warm and snuggled up to cooling down engines, and also not forgetting the Martens in the UK, who were pretty much wiped out for their taste in game birds, their eggs, and caged poultry. But now some 60 pairs have been released back into the wilds of the Forest of Dean. Unquote.
Inside Solidarity, a socialist anarchist student organization at FAU from University Press at UPress Online by Sage West. Depending on what side of the bed you woke up on this morning, this could be adorable or depressing. Or if you're still in bed or something, maybe it's both. Is there something charming about front and center incoherence? You decide. This is a student publication write-up of a student group that is socialist and anarchist with clear definitions for both, which apparently they do not find mutually exclusive. Quote, socialism is the establishment of an economy that is based on cooperative ownership and need-driven, rather than private ownership and profit-driven. And anarchy is the abolition of power and people's domination over people and the planet, unquote. Who establishes an economy? Who confirms that ownership is only cooperative and need-driven? Surely not the anarchists who have abolished power and domination over other people. Good luck to these students. We all have to start somewhere.
Spain overturns death sentence against anarchist Puig Antich, from Catalan News. There is audio attached to this article that discusses the notorious Loma del Prison, which is a classic panopticon. The hosts of the audio are irritating, but it does offer some useful information about prison history. The part of the audio about Puig Antich starts about 12 minutes in. Anyway, this is a mainstream article emphasizing the victory of getting any correction at all from a state. No mention of any kind of any actual reparations, of course. But then, what would actual reparations even look like here? Quote, the Minister of Territory and Democratic Memory, Angel Victor Torres, on Wednesday presented the family of Puig Antich with a declaration of recognition and reparation as a victim of the Francoist regime. The acknowledgement comes after his family's endless struggle to have members of the Francoist regime tried in Spanish, European, and Argentine courts for his death, unquote. I mean, that would be some kind of reparations.
The Grand Union, Accidental Anarchists of Downtown Dance, from the Brooklyn Rail by Eileen Dowling. A story of an under-recognized dance group that helped start Contact Improv, among other deconstructions. Quote, erupting through Soho, with the strategy of no strategy, were a group of friends and longtime collaborators. Together, they subverted authorship beyond the efforts of Judson and transformed dance through an anarchistic utilization of non-hierarchical collaboration. Unquote.
Anarchism in the mainstream, from Organize with an S magazine with a Z, by ex-Freedom editor Zosha Brom. Oh dear. Using mutual aid in the COVID era as a lens of what anarchism can do for ordinary people, this article takes issue with anarchists who are too purist in their desire for actual anarchy, and therefore insist on remaining insulated from the rest of society. This, coming after the piece on anarchists joining the Nazi brigade in the Ukraine, seems like it's already been refuted this week.
Fotis Tsiotsis, about his vindictive detention in Gravina prison, from Act for Freedom Now. A brief description by an anarchist prisoner about his treatment and experience in a prison in Thessaloniki. He is requesting an immediate transfer.
Greece, explosive attack on police interrogation van by anarchist. From Act for Freedom Now. A fucked up story about two deaths while people were in police custody and consequent cover-ups of those responsible. Quote, in the early morning of Friday, October 11th, an explosive device was placed in a police interrogation van, with the explosion mainly causing damage to the front of the vehicle. Unfortunately, the response of the fire brigade was immediate and it did not have time to burn to the ground. It is important here to mention the bullying of local uniformed lackeys toward young, when it takes them, that is, under the pretext of standard control. Such situations always command the responsibility that each one has to counterattack. It is a necessity to live with our heads held high, for the fear to change sides, to assert our denial stubbornly for everything to come to a head, unquote.
Anarchist authorship from ignitedindark.wordpress.com by Wolfina. This is a lot of words, mostly celebrating creativity, complete with potentially confusing misspellings and references to Novatore, Stirner, Nietzsche, and wildness. A polemic. Quote, when the anarchist writes, she is not representing anything, but forcibly acting, strictly within the confines of language and literature, in accordance with her own unique strain of consideration. She is acting to pummel phantoms and interrogate every last shred of so-called certainty. Even the certainties of freedom, which may as well be another dom, ism, etc. Freeness, on the other hand, is the condition of knowing and using ownness, unquote. Wolfina has done better, in my humble opinion.
Obituaries. With raised fists, we say goodbye to anarchist Georgios Angliatakis. From Athens Indie Media. This is a vague but committed farewell that quotes Che Guevara on Shaking Trees. Quote, George has been a soldier and persistent in the cause of social upheaval, always supporting armed popular anti-violence as an integral and primary element for the formation of a revolutionary movement. From this position came his passionate concern with solidarity with political prisoners and persecuted activists. A position that often brought him juxtaposed in intra-cinema conflicts and ruptures, managing most of the time with sobriety and composure to maintain the climate of unity and to prioritize the repressive attack of the state and the necessity of rallying the solidarity movement above the divisions and the consequences arising from them, unquote.
This week's podcast was sound edited by Rosinante. The What's New is written by Chisel, read by Chisel and Echo. Echo is where we're...
Echo.
We hope Echo. This podcast is useful to and fun for anarchists and the anarchist. Yeah. What, y'all peoples. You know who you are.